Krishna. I'd like to thank every one of you for coming and participating. And especially most recently, our two speakers, as well as Mahat Swami, as well as Jaya Lotus Swami. As Ramahat Swami was speaking about how beings are pleased by chanting, I thought of one incident in Juhu, Bombay. Srila Prabhupada found her. Spiritual Master of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, had a very staunch friend and supporter named Mr. P. L. Sethi. Mr. Sethi had some affinity for Vrindavan and for Harinam Sankirtan, even before he met Srila Prabhupada. But when he read in the newspaper that Swami Bhaktivedanta had come to Bombay after preaching in America, and he had brought American and European disciples who had become Vaishnavas, he wanted to meet this special personality. So he came to the address, and Srila Prabhupada eventually asked him, "What is your daily schedule?" And as he said, "Oh, I get up, I brush my teeth, I read the newspaper, I have a cup of tea and a piece of toast, and I go to work." And Srila Prabhupada said, "And what is the difference between you and a pig?" And this is Sethi thought about it. And he thought, actually, he's speaking the truth. There is hardly any difference. I should do something. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, "What should I do?" He said, "Every Sunday, you should invite the devotees and go to Harinam Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, and then give them a big piece." That's the beginning. Mr. Sethi belongs to a group, a kirtan, one of them called Radha Madhav Prem Sudha Sankirtan Mandiri. And they were basically householders, but every Sunday they would do a Kanda Harinam Sankirtan, 12 hours continuous Sankirtan, from 6 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And then from 6 to 8, they would sing songs from Vrindavan, songs about Krishna. And they would go to different householders' homes. So Mr. Sethi had the idea that, why don't we use this as a temple? The new temple in Juhu had not yet opened. It was under construction. So we have this small temple, Radharasa Vihari, completely building already. Srila Prabhupada was staying upstairs on the fifth floor of the tower, just near where that small temple was. But, yeah, so they came, and they were doing a nice temple. And they really were doing it to please the deities and Srila Prabhupada. They wanted to have some personal reciprocation with Srila Prabhupada, but who was very ill at the time. He couldn't come down. And the lift or elevator in the building wasn't working. It was really not ready, but on the same days. So they came out of the little temple and they were chanting all their hearts under Prabhupada's window. And then Srila Prabhupada appeared. He was helped by Mr. Sethi and Mahaprabhu was on the walk up onto the balcony. And then those chanters saw him, they just went wild. They were already chanting with full voices to attract Srila Prabhupada's attention, and then when he came out, they went wild. So, at that time, Srila Prabhupada was not, he was just living upstairs, no one could see him. It was very difficult for all disciples. Because every other time when Srila Prabhupada was in Juru, it was like clockwork. You know, 6 o'clock, you go for his walk on Jubilee Beach. 7 o'clock, you come to meet the deities. 7:30, it's the country of my father, Tom. But no one could see him. He didn't come down, and no one was allowed up except he puts my staff. But the next morning, he called him. And he said that Kirtan was wonderful. And you, as temple president, you should go to them and invite them to come and live here at Hare Krishna camp, and we will maintain them. And all they have to do is continuous kirtan for 12 hours like they did yesterday. So I thought with my, I don't know what to call it, limited intelligence, I thought, how is this going to work? They all have jobs or businesses, and they have children, their children are going to school, and would we really be able to maintain them? Even if we could, would they have enough faith to just give up everything and move here? So this doubt crossed my mind. I probably need to consult my godbrothers after this to get straightened out after all these years. And we just... So I said, I will ask them. I will ask them. I'm not sure what they'll say. So then Srila Prabhupada said, in our devotion, our devotees, they should do 12 hours to remember. Okay, these other people won't come, at least our people, they should do 12 hours to remember. So then, I was saying, you know, we have to finish the temple, and, you know, we have so many programs, and listening how this is going to work. Sunset view of Prabhupada. You can do that, but how will we manage the temple? How will we open the temple? How will we distribute books? And how will we do all the other things in life? So, I was really nervous. So then he said, okay, then once a week on Sunday, 12 hours. And by then I was like so relieved. I said, oh yes, yes, yes. We can definitely do that. And afterwards, when I described my exchange with Srila Prabhupada to Mahakrishna Goswami, he said, Srila Prabhupada was engaged in transcendental bargaining with you. If he had started with 12 hours a day on Sunday, he probably would have tried to get it down to like 3 hours. But he started with inviting me 60 household family at our expense to maintain them to be the king. By the time he got to us, it was 12 hours. Oh, yeah, we can do that. We can do that. So, but actually, it was the best thing. It was the best thing. It was so purifying, so enlightening, and brought all the devotees together. And you know, I was the temple president, and there were always, problems, managerial problems, personal problems, financial problems. But it was miraculous. Every Sunday, at the end of 12 hours of church time, all the problems were solved. Either Krishna made some arrangement to solve them, or Krishna gave me some insight into how to deal with the problem, or the devotees of love realized there actually wasn't a problem in the first place. They discovered that. And that's something that I had learned in the Boston temple where I first came up with. One of the devotees got a letter from Srila Prabhupada, which he said, if you just do Sankirtan, all of your problems will be solved materially and spiritually. So, and when the devotees would approach me, Monday, Tuesday, I make some efforts, but by Wednesday, Thursday, at noon, that Sunday was going to be coming. So I would say, Father, let me think about it. Give me a few days and I'll think about it. And then, just by time, Sunday came and all the problems. Now, another thing about Mr. Sethi, I thought about this, listening to this talks about the deities, of course, deity worship is one of the five most potent items of devotional service. But Mr. Sethi he was not an issue. This is not to be, this is Mr. Sethi. This is not to make a statement for any of you, but this is Mr. Sethi. Mr. Sethi was not a visionary. He was so attached to Srila Prabhupada, so remember the devotees would ask why I became initiated. He was very humble. He felt that he was not qualified. Because he did, you know, being a businessman, he was a construction contractor. He just felt that he even did he was accomplished now. But he brought it out to Srila Prabhupada once, along his past. And Srila Prabhupada said, it's better that you're not initiated. Because as an initiated disciple, there will be certain things you can't do. And I actually need you to do those things. We weren't getting the permission to do it. It's been a hose. And then, eventually, it seemed like the only recourse might be to give something, which is a pretty standard procedure. Anyway, I won't go into that. But, so Prabhupada said, and then he said something else extremely significant. He said, if you're initiated, you can serve the beings. But as you are now, you're serving the devotees. And it's more important to serve the devotees than to serve the beings. And this is a very profound truth. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described himself, that I'm not a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra or a Brahmachari or a Vanaprastha or a Sannyasi. Then what are you? None of those things, what are you? Govi Bharati Pada Kamalaya Dasa Dasa. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the goings of God. So that is the best position. Even serving the deity should be done in the mood of service to the devotees. Everything actually should be done in the mood of service to the Guru. And that will please the deity of Krishna. And so we're all here together. Our service is mutually dependent. Srila Prabhupada wrote one letter, and it's such a memorable sentence for me that I always think of it. Srila Prabhupada wrote to one of his disciples, said, I am dependent on, you, obviously the disciple of the Prabhupada is dependent on Prabhupada's mercy. And Prabhupada wrote back, you are dependent on my mercy. And I am dependent on your mercy. It is reciprocal. This mutual dependence is based on love and Christian consciousness. So, even the Lord, He places Himself in our hands. He's dependent on us to wait Him, to feed Him, to bathe Him, to bless Him. So it's such a sublime reciprocation. And we offer our Muslim, and as our speaker said, relish and distribute. Become perfect, become successful, and do it for others. So, that's it. Really is a beginning. This is a facility, and now it's up to us to use it in the best way. So, thank you very much. Thank you.